is Wade Brasky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Contracts for deed dominate Midwest LMI housing purchases. Ann Carpenter works for the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta. Her work in understanding the challenges and predation for lower-income families trying to buy homes has been outstanding. Almost exactly 2 years ago, the Acorn Home Savers campaign met with her in a conference room at Georgia State University in an amazing meeting in which she shared her insights from the data research, and we share what we'd learned on the doors as organizers with the help of GSU social work students. We've eagerly awaited seeing her full report, which has now been released with co-authors Taz George of the Fed in Chicago and Liza Nelson with the Cleveland Fed. In their report entitled The American Dream or Just an Illusion, Understanding Land Contracts, Trends in the Midwest Pre- and Post-Crisis, they invaluably look at the prevalence and impact of land contract sales by individual families rather than institutional investors in communities of color, low-income communities, and distressed housing markets. Accessing a huge database, they were able to focus on the years since the recession in six states: Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Indiana, and Iowa. You're not going to read their full report, but here are the highlights. Land contracts are still the Wild West, where families without access to other credit sources have little protections. They found that Florida, Maryland, and Oklahoma have protections equivalent to standard mortgages, while Texas, Illinois, and Ohio offer some level of protections after a certain percentage of the contract is fulfilled, including return of down payment and repair investments in some cases. Their database showed that 69% of land contracts were in these six states, with Michigan holding 25%, Ohio 13%, and Wisconsin 11%. They caution that though these states require recording, this data likely understates the level of land contract activity, reflecting perhaps at most only 25% of actual transactions. The median level for land contract sales was $74,000, with more than 70% at less than $100,000. 45% of the sales were less than half of the price of standard mortgage sales in these markets after the recession. In Wayne County, containing Detroit, 49% of the contract land sales were less than $53,000 in 2005 and increased to 57% in 2016 as credit narrowed. A report chart showed that contract sales were overwhelming compared to bank sales under Home Mortgage Disclosure Act reporting. The report shows that land contract sales are dominating the market for $50,000 or below sale price houses. You get the message. This is bad business. Carpenter and her co-authors with the Federal Reserve were careful to in coming to rash conclusions. But even the most cursory reading underscores the fact that lower-income families trying to access home ownership at the lower end of the market that they can afford are still being deserted by the banking and normal credit system and herded into land contract sales, lacking better, cheaper, and more secure options. This is Wade Rathke. Questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.